Hey, friends, welcome back once again. We're here and we're ready for another day of the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely terrific Monday today. Got a whole lot of articles we're going to be covering for you guys today. And a few things I want to cover over the weekend. You guys saw we updated some articles on the site at healthmasters.com. Make sure you guys are signing up for the weekly newsletter on the site at Health Masters. We do a lot of different specials. Sometimes we do flash sales. Sometimes we do stuff that we don't even cover on the show. You know, a little ways back, we actually did on a vitamin C capsule. We did a 10% off for 24 hours. That was something we did. I didn't even bring it up. It was something we randomly did on a weekend. So you guys really need to make sure, because I get these emails and everybody goes, well, what are you going to do this? When are you going to let us know this? Sign up for the email newsletter. That's my fix to the problem. Sign up for the newsletter. I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to sell your email. I'm not going to hand it over to BlackRock so they can harass you with a bunch of direct marketing. I'm not going to do that. It's for us and us only. We don't sell any of it. But that's the fix to all this stuff, because I get that question asked a lot. And you can go right down here to the bottom of the page at Health Masters, put in your name and email address, or you could go to thebrowershow.com here and get updates and put your name, last name, email address in. Click the Brower Show and Health Masters. I recommend both of them. And we get emails right to your inbox every single day with the updates on the show and different sales specials, three packs, and other things we're running right here. As you can see on the podcast platform on the Brower Show, we've changed some of the graphics up here. We're really making sure we do everything to give you guys the most updated information on these shows every single day. And, of course, make sure you're following us on YouTube if you like it on there. That platform's starting to grow slowly, but it's growing as much as we've been shadow banned out the wazoo.
Well, if they wouldn't shadow ban us, never mind.
It is what it is. We already knew this was going to happen. We've tried to keep the show YouTube-friendly for the most part, which we've done a pretty good job at it. Make sure you guys are looking at the live show, too. That will be coming up, and I'll log in there. And we got that run every single day. So make sure you give comments and updates on there. Like, subscribe, and also make sure... I've told you guys this before. A lot of people knew about it. Make sure you're getting the VIP Express shipping if you need to get the product in a hurry. The post office is nothing but a fiasco, flat out. Done business with them for over 20 years. It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten significantly worse. We use UPS for a lot of our shipments now, and primarily we do VIP Express. It is all UPS. We cannot ship to a P.O. box. I'm going to repeat, if you do VIP Express, you cannot ship to a P.O. box. You're going to slow the whole order down. We've got to contact you to get your regular address.
Which reminds me, make sure they give us their phone number that they actually answer.
That's that's one, too. And I'm not going to fuss at anybody right now, but you have to have a phone number in order, flat out. If you're international, we won't ship the order unless you give us a phone number, because DHL will not accept an International Express order without a phone number. They will not do it.
I'm going to repeat, a phone number that you answer.
Answer, right.
Okay, if this is a secondary phone line that you never use, that you have in a drawer somewhere that's turned off, that won't work. So we have to contact you if there's a problem, especially if you try to send to a P.O. box and we're stuck.
Well, international, too. I had a customer all back go, great customers. Like, well, I don't want my phone number out there. I said, dude, I'm going to get you a DHL order from Florida to Australia in 3 days. I have to be able to contact you. I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I've got to be able to get a hold of you if I need to get a hold of you.
We don't sell your phone number.
I don't sell your phone number. And I get it. I don't like my information out there. I gave my phone number to a dealership last year, and I've gotten nothing but spam calls now. It got sold to every single open platform. I guess they found out it was Austin Brower's phone number. We're just spamming him every single day. So I've got a block list and a delete list and a, you know, spam list. It's insane now on my phone.
Mine's gotten so bad, I actually do if they are not one of my contacts, it just goes straight to voicemail.
Exactly. I'll check my voicemail later.
My phone rings daily, and it's the same thing with emails. I mean, I have the ted.brower@yahoo.com, which is my real personal email address, ted.brower, B-R-O-E-R, @yahoo.com, and I answer that email upon occasion. And but it's like, I'm like everybody else. Emails have become so antiquated now. There's so much spam. If you think spam on your telephone, you ain't got nothing but spam on the emails.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have. I'm going to look it up real quick. I'll give you the real number.
Well, that's
right. Now, I've got almost 2,000, actually, over 20,000 unanswered emails in my inbox. 20,761. Why? Because everybody in the world decided to contact me when my number got out, my email got out, and I just don't even look at them. People say, what's your email address? I don't use it because I don't give out the Ted.Brower to anybody, because once you give it out, it's done. American Express is the worst about that.
Oh, it's data.
Gosh.
It's data collection, man. It always has been data collection. Always will be data collection. The ability to go in and start subjecting you to all their direct marketing is one thing. And also, too, remember, guys, if you add something on the site, you want to do one-time purchase, you got it. If you subscribe and save, click here, 4X subscription, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. If you do that, you are going to be set up on a subscription. We're going to send you this product in the time frame that you have basically chosen. This is not a, oh, I'm going to do it so I get a discount, my one-time order and a product, and I'm going to go in and cancel my subscription. It will do it for another time. We have blocked it from being able to do this. You can't cancel a subscription the day after you place the order. We had that issue at first where people were going in, they were clicking a 4X subscription. As soon as they placed the order the next day, they'd go in and cancel subscription after the order went out. So they started just doing it to try to get 5% off everything. I actually caught multiple people doing that, which is pretty annoying to me.
Well, if you're going to be sneaky, do it with Amazon. Don't do it with us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to...
What do you want out of me?
We're trying to support you guys, and you're trying to support us. We're trying to be reciprocal. I mean, we've talked about it. You got to have trust, respect, and reciprocity in a relationship, and we're trying to build a relationship with you guys. I mean, that's why we answer our telephone. I mean, heaven forbid we actually answer. I got to say this to you. I know this is complicated because a lot of you guys are going to laugh at me when I say this, but somebody's got to pay the person who answers the phone.
Somebody's got to pay the phone system company.
Somebody's got to pay for all the shipping. Somebody's got to pay for the freight. Somebody's got to pay over $100,000 a year for this podcast. Somebody's got to help pay for this stuff, or we simply can't do it. And so when you try to nickel and dime us like that, you know, and we're going to do it one time, so we get $4 off. Okay, great. Why would you do that?
It's sad. We actually had to ban somebody a while back ago. They were doing it. They were ordering product, getting a discount, using the product, and shipping the product back and saying they wanted a refund on it. By the third time they did that, I said, you're banned. We will not do business with you anymore. You're blocked from Health
Matters. That was Dan Kennedy. Dan Kennedy was a copywriter.
Well, Dan Kennedy didn't do that to me.
No.
Did we clarify that?
Dan Kennedy was a friend of mine. I haven't seen him in years. Great guy and a great copywriter, actually. And he would do this. He had a standard policy. He'd do a set. He did CD series, right? And he had a policy. If you return one thing to him, one time, that was it. Done. You're out. You never order again.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been more leeway with that, but finally I've gotten stricter. Like I said, when people order stuff at discounts, they use the product, they ship it back, say, well, I don't want that. I want this now. So I replace it for free. Then they use it, ship it back. Well, I want to store credit on this now. I didn't like that. And by the way, they're buying products that I know work. Be Complex, Magnesium, Brain Food, stuff like that. And then they just want to keep ordering stuff and getting credits on all their products.
My favorite was when they sent a paint can back.
It was a can of Travertine Sealer.
Yeah.
Exactly what it was. They ordered a can of Fit Food. They kept the Fit Food. They sent back an empty can of Travertine Sealer because it was about the same weight. It was a big metal can on it. Weighed in about 3 pounds UPS. They did that through Amazon. One of the reasons why I stopped caring on Amazon. That wasn't an isolated incident.
Dan Kennedy was so funny, though. He's a good copywriter. I remember one day he was at the table, and some lady walks up to him and goes, I don't like this. He just starts complaining to him in front of everybody. Now he's got a line of 100 people trying to buy stuff from him, right? And she gets up there and just starts, meh, 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 meh. She was old, mean, ugly, bitter, and probably sick. I mean, she's one of those. And he looked at her and goes, I don't give a blankety blank what you think. Go away. Leave me alone. Don't ever buy anything from me again. I'll never do business with you again. And he said that out loud in front of everybody. And I looked at Dan. I just started laughing. He looked at me and gave me like a thumbs up. And I thought, wow.
Zero tolerance.
Zero trying to be nice to her. But she was really being mean. I can't say as I blame him.
Well, and on camera four, give me this real quick, Rich. One last thing I want to go to you. You got some health stuff. If you guys want VIP express shipping, all you got to do is click over this option where it says shipping right here. 5 to 10 business days. That's snail mail. Or it's free over $199. Well, it'll be $199. It's free shipping soon. Or you can do the VIP 3-day express. This gives us the UPS express option that we have a contract with.
By the way, we don't make any money on this. We lose money on a lot of orders.
Next time you're at the UPS store, ask them for a quote on a next day or a second day order from where you live to Florida. See how much it is. I promise you, it's going to be probably 2 or 3X $19.95. So just be aware of that. But it gets the customer service where we want it to be. That option is there. So give it right there. 3-day shipping express. You click that, $19.95. Cheaper and all get out as far as for next day and second day air. And you get the product really, really fast. And it gets bumped to the front of the line. That's another aspect of it. And I'm not trying to make people feel like they're better than others. What I'm saying is if you need it that bad and you're willing to work with us on it, we're going to prioritize that shipment. It's going to go to the front line. We're getting out that day, express, UPS, and
unless they call up at 4:49 or 4:59,
the cutoff works usually about 3:30. That's on the regular day.
By the way, I went to see the Odyssey this weekend. I told you I was going to go see it, and It had some dull spots in it, had some good spots in it. Overall, it was the Odyssey, and a lot of special effects, a lot of really good filming in really remote, beautiful locations. Overall, I'd have to give it a plus. I'm not giving it an A. I'm not giving it a B. Giving it about a C+. But it did hundreds of millions of dollars in the opening box office weekend. So obviously, a lot of people liked it. The theater was packed out. And, you know, the stuff that we were concerned about, that individual who didn't play the part of, you know,
they cut
Achilles.
Him out.
They gave him like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Of total talk time. And, you know, Achilles wasn't even in there. Hector wasn't even in there. So the problem is when you take a poem like that by Homer that's so complex, it's so long, and so, you know, detailed, it's very difficult to try to pick up every piece of the puzzle. And I think the director did a pretty good job with it. I'd have to give it a go see it if you want to. With kids, there's pretty violent stuff in it, but there's no overt sex. There's no overt, like, gay stuff in it. So overall, it's pretty good.
Me and Hunter watched about an hour of it yesterday after George Washington.
Oh, you did?
I had to check it out. Well, I saw Young Washington yesterday. That was okay. That was done by Angel Films. They do a lot of good stuff. They had a lot of slow parts they could have cut out. They made the movie entirely too long for what it was. I will say that. Interesting to see a lot of stuff was historical with George Washington's timeline growing up. Okay movie. Probably wait till it streams. You can watch it. We got out, okay? And right across the movie screen.
You didn't do this.
Well, I'm just saying. I already paid for the movie Washington. And so I was like, you know what? It was already like an hour into the movie.
We are not advocating this. This was an accident.
Well, I wanted to see what it was going to do. So I walked in. And we got the only seats were the front row.
Of course they were.
The front row.
So you were like this.
Was it IMAX? It was one of the smaller screens, so it was palatable. We watched about 45 minutes.
And by the way, we're not advocating sneaking into a movie theater.
I'm not advocating at all. I'm just telling you what I did. I'm being honest with you guys. And I didn't watch the whole film. I'm going to go back and see the whole film now, so I was intrigued. We walk into it when they're basically talking all the soldiers in hell. That was interesting.
That was pretty graphic.
Yeah, that was pretty graphic. That's how we walked into it. I was like, oh, man. I'm like, you okay, Hunter? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, we'll play it for a little bit. And then it great special effects.
But it was sold out.
It's sold out.
Let us get off this topic because you're going to get a gazillion letters. Now they're going to say to us, well, we try to go in here and do next day air chipping, and then we cancel it, and blah, 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 and you fuss at us because we want to get the discount, and now all of a sudden you go to the movie and sneak in, and we're going to go, yeah, but he admitted to it.
But I sampled it, and I'm going to go back and get
and
it.
Pay for it.
You know, when people come to the office, and you guys want to try the purple sticks, you know what I give you guys? Samples.
We'll let
you guys try it.
Good segue.
And
good
you come
segue.
Back and you buy stuff from me, I'm going to go back and watch the film.
And,
I like
and, he'll pay, and he will pay for the whole thing. He only watched a small, but he wanted to kind of get a snippet
minutes.
Of it. Yeah.
Well, it was worth
it's
it.
It's a 3-hour movie.
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't going to go see it. I was like, yeah. I said, if I walk in here, it's pretty good for about 45 minutes. I'm going to come back because we had a ton of stuff to do. It was good enough. The 45 minutes, I'm going to come back and see it now. So the sample worked.
Now, I hate to say it. A lot of people that are watching right now, you snuck into a movie theater before.
Oh no, they have not. They wouldn't do something.
I know
like
you
that.
Wouldn't. I know, but I'm not. We're not advocating it. But we're just saying that you know, if you walk in and you say, "Okay, that looks pretty good," and you walk back out. By the way, I'm getting off this topic now because we've dug ourselves into a hole so deep now we can't get out. The absolute best anti-aging vitamins and supplements that really, really work. This was good. It's a good article. And they start talking about the different vitamins that you need to take and what you need to do and what supplements you need for anti-aging, for oxidative stress, for collagen loss, and for nutrient absorption issues. It says older adults often have difficulty absorbing key vitamins and minerals from food, cellular aging, telomeres, the effect that protects the ends of the DNA. It said the number one thing you got to be taking is vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
Hand me that vitamin C bottle down there. This is why I had it up. This is why I found the empty one.
It's on the floor.
Great. It's empty. We got these coming back in stock this week.
Old everything.
But we've got the capsule stock right now, right?
Capsule stock, powders and root.
Okay.
Powders shipped.
This is the vitamin C powder. I mix it with the purple sticks every single morning. Really, really, really great product. It really helps to keep the sun from damaging your skin. It helps. It reduces pigmentation. It basically is a great product to use. Highly absorbable. I recommend it. D3, K2, next one on the list. Vitamin E, very, very important. Zinc. Now, zinc is really critical, especially for sperm count and for sperm quality for men if you're trying to, and you and your wife are trying to get pregnant. Zinc is the key. In fact, the sperm, when it meets the egg, actually has a spark, like a spark of life enters into it. And the frequency and the intensity of the spark is based on how much zinc is in the sperm. I just thought I'd mention that to you. Really important you have a lot of zinc in there. Selenium, magnesium. I use two different types of magnesium. I use magnesium glycinate and I use magnesium brain through the threonate every single day. Now, here comes the best anti-aging supplements. Here we go. Number one, it's collagen. I don't know how to say to you how important this product is. I feel like I'm on this age reversal trip right now myself. You know, I mean, I feel great. And my skin's doing better than it has in years and years and years. And the collagen peptides, we have three special types of collagen in here that work really, really well. We had another formula about a year ago. It was a great product. It was fantastic. This was better. This was a lot better. This was a lot more expensive. It's crazy how expensive this thing is for us to make. This one works great. You combine it with the vitamin C. Now you got yourself a stack as far as tightening up skin, keeping it. So ladies, I'm going to say it again. You guys always laugh at me when I say this. If you want wrinkly skin, if you want saggy skin, if you want your arms to fall down like you're draping, if you want to have this horrible look on yourself when you walk around, don't use these two products. Now, that's a negative close. I don't know what to say. I mean, I've seen it all. Your skin looks like a doggone cellophane wrapped around you, and it's all baggy and wrinkly, and you're like, what happened?
I just got confirmation. Vitamin C powder got delivered at 9:52 this morning.
We have it in stock.
It's in stock, right in hand right now. Been waiting on it. I know you guys have been waiting on it. It's here. I just checked
my
phone.
If you got crepey skin, yeah, you don't want that. Just trust me on that. If you got bad cuticles, bad fingernails, if you don't, my hair grows. So the other, last week I did this. I actually showed up in here without my haircut. And my hair like was the puff up in my hair. It looks so thick. It is. I got to cut my fingernails, cut my hair. I've cut my hair for 2 weeks now. And it's, no, this is not a toupee. I get that all the time.
That's what Vincent said. He's on the collagen, the fit food. He came to the gym the other day. He's like, dude, what is up with my fingernails?
Yeah.
He's 22. He's been training with me now. And he's on the collagen and the fit food every day. I said, well, it's the collagen. He's like, dude, I've got to cut my fingernails like 3 times a week. This is annoying. I said, it's annoying for us, but you got to remember, that's also what it's doing to your soft tissue and cartilage and ligaments as you're growing and getting bigger right now. You've got to get the soft tissue growing.
Collagen helps with anti-aging, improves skin elasticity, reduces wrinkles, strengthens hair and nails, supports joint health. Wow. Tip. Pair it with vitamin C for better collagen synthesis.
Boom, right there.
We tell you this all the time. Okay, here we go. Keeps skin hydrated, omega-3 fats, reduces stiffness of the joints, lowers risk of heart disease. Omega-3 fats, that's our fish oil. Coenzyme Q10, I take about 4 or 5 of those a day. I take a lot of those. I mean, that's a great product. It improves energy levels, reduces wrinkles, supports heart health, and protects against oxidative stress. Okay. How it helps with aging, activates longevity genes, protects against cell damage, improves, maybe that's why I'm aging so slowly now, it's a CoQ10. Improves heart health and supports brain function. Sources, gives you the sources. Curcumin, this is turmeric extract, phenomenal product. It reduces joint pain, protects brain health, lowers risk of chronic disease, and keeps skin glowing. They're telling you to mix it with black pepper. I don't recommend that. The next one is probiotics, the 3 billion one. It's unbelievable, 350 billion, fantastic product. And then it goes into ashwagandha, and it goes into green tea extract, which is what the purple sticks are. So there's a lot of things that you can do to reduce the aging process, slow it way back down. And now there's another article that made the U.S. Sun. It was interesting. It was talking about how they have all of these people now, they call them biohackers. And I find that fascinating because I guess I've been a biohacker my whole life. And it said, what's funny in here, it says, if you do this starting off at a young age, when by the time you're 70, you'll look like you're 45 or 50. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I look that young, but I mean, I know I don't look 70. And it's crazy. It says blood swapping, which I don't recommend, oxygen tanks, which might be okay, and Wi-Fi blockers inside the Immortality Olympics, where biohackers race to live forever. And they go into detail with all these different people here that are in really good shape and what they're doing and how they're doing it. And pretty much a lot of them are taking anywhere from about 100 different supplements as far as pills a day. They call them pills like they're drugs, but they're not. They're supplements. And it goes into detail as far as genetic predispositions and all the rest. I'm not going to read you this in detail because I've covered most of it already, you know, with what they're doing. But they're doing all kinds of MRIs, all kinds of stuff all the time. I don't recommend all that stuff because, you know, you got to be realizing if you take care of it. Okay, I'm going to stop for a second. I'm talking too fast.
Slow down.
Yesterday, we had a new vicar at the church. His content was phenomenal. The guy's really smart. His name's Harrison, by the way, Austin.
Funny.
And he was doing a great job, but he was talking as fast as I was a second ago. It's easy to do that when you get rolling. Now you notice I slowed way down. If there are certain things that you can do to reduce the aging process that are cost-effective, like supplements, you start doing MRIs every month and all the other things. There's side effects associated with all of that as far as exposure to this different radio waves, et cetera, et cetera. Be careful with all that stuff. If you want to occasionally get checked, it's okay. I make it a point, and I know this sounds awful to you guys, I just avoid the medical establishment. Because every time they find something, they want to go do something else, do something else, do something else, do something else. And if I'm not exhibiting any symptoms and I feel great, I'm going to leave it at that. The same thing is true. Why do you want to take a healthy child to the pediatrician? I'm asking you that question. You're going to bring them into an office with a bunch of sick kids, so they get exposed to who knows what in that office. They leave there sick. Now you got to deal with that for the next week. Then you get sick, and the brothers and sisters get sick, and they take them in there, and they weigh them and say, oh, they're doing great. Let's inject them with some more stuff. I have a problem with all that. I would take my kids when they were at a private school here in town. I would take them and get a physical once a year. That was it. But it was a very non-invasive physical because they were required to have the physical. None of my kids got vaccinated. You think, well, you used the system. Don't start on me. Just leave me alone, okay? I knew that this was their choice. When they got 18, they could do whatever they wanted to do. I wasn't going to make that choice for them and take that away from them and give them a high probability of coming down with autism. Wasn't going to do it. No choice. As a parent, you learn it's your responsibility to protect your children's health, period. Same thing is with your health. If you've got a problem, go to the doctor, get checked out, find out what it is. If the symptoms clear up and it goes away, why do you need to have 10 different tests from 10 different doctors now with 10 different specialties after that if you no longer have the symptoms? Just a thought. Just asking you the question. Now, I'm not saying not to go to the doctor, and I'm not saying that if you have something seriously wrong with you, you shouldn't go to the doctor, because you should. But I've learned a long time ago to avoid the Rockefeller Industrial Medical Complex. Now, there, I said it a lot slower that
time.
There
you go.
But that's what I want you to do. That's why the supplements are so important. I take my vitamin C. I take my purple sticks. I take my collagen every day. In fact, I haven't had my collagen today. I'll have that with my shake today after I do legs.
That's the skin repair kit you were talking about. I'd pull it up real quick, everybody. But the vitamin C and collagen stack.
Now, Austin showed me a new leg exercise the other day that I did, and I've been dealing with that since Thursday being sore. So finally today I get to do it again.
Very simplistic. The thing is, I think so many times too many people try to get wrapped up in this, like, exercise has to be one fit, one model, one way. And the truth about it is everything is different for every single person, and you can adapt and change anything in your surroundings. You know, when I went up last week, I went up to Atlanta, and I was going up to the mountains. We stopped at a hotel, and me and Hunter, after we got done grabbing dinner, I told him, I said, dude, you want to go work out at the gym? He's like, yeah, it's for this hotel. We go down there, and it's a janky gym. It's got some of the cheapest equipment. They've got about 45 treadmills. Never understood that, by the way. You go down there, and there's one person on a treadmill. There's 45 of them lined up, and they have like four pieces of gym equipment. But you know what they had? I walked in there, and I said, they got a bench, and they got dumbbells that go to 50. That's it. That's it. That's all you need. You get a dumbbell set, and you get a bench. That's it. I can make anything happen at any point in time, and you will get sore in that gym.
Who taught you that?
You.
I did.
Even Dorian Yates.
Yeah. But one thing I will say, never do squats for legs. I've had back surgery because of the squats.
Well, no. Let's clarify this. Heavy barbell squats. Mm-hmm. Doing squats as an exercise are unbelievably important. Doing 415, 405, 505 on barbell squats, throwing all that weight in a one-inch surface area on your vertebrae, is going to give you long-term negative effects. Everybody I know that's gone super heavy on squats, 5, 6, 700 pounds when they were younger, all of them have had back problems.
That'd be me.
So there's a lot of other exercise you can do that are a lot more beneficial and work your body overall, as far as even dumbbell squats, walking lunges, all types of different exercise where you're still doing that movement, building better stabilizer muscles.
Use lightweight, though.
Well, it depends what you need. I don't use lightweight. But everybody has the ability to what works for you is what works for you.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I was talking to Boyer Coe one time. He won Mr. Universe like twice, I think, and he placed to Mr. Olympia. And the guy was phenomenal. I met him the week after I had won Mr. Tallahassee back in 76. And I remember he said to me, he says, don't do squats. He goes, everybody that I know was crippled from those things.
Everybody. Dorian Yates said the same. Look at Ronnie Coleman.
I know. They're all.
I mean, he was the king of bodybuilding. And I mean, bless his heart, I've met him in person at a show. Guy's super cool. But he's crippled up. And a lot of it was those 800-pound-plus squats, man.
Your body's not designed for it. It wrecks the body. It's
too isolated of an exercise. It is completely non-realistic in organic environment.
I talked to another guy whose name's Richard. I won't give you his last name. And he placed like fourth in Mr. Universe, overall competition. His height and weight class. And he told me, he said, I should have never done that 700-pound squat. I mean, he's wrecked. His back is wrecked.
His surface area per square inch.
It's unbelievable.
You're taking all that weight and you're putting it on one small little section, you know, or double sections on your traps, depending on how you set it. But at the end of the day, it's all isolated on one section of that vertebrae.
It all carries,
and it carries straight down your spine right to your hips. There's no natural exercise you're ever going to do to put that much weight on your shoulders. For example, you got to do a buddy carry. Somebody goes down in a fight, you've got to pick them up. Average weight's probably going to be 200, 250 pounds. It's going to be offset. You're probably going to throw them over your shoulder. You're going to throw them over your back. But at the end of the day, it's going to be what? Roughly 200 pounds. You're not throwing 5, 6, 7, 800 pounds on your shoulder and then sitting there and going up and down in an isolated movement. So look at things that are going to be realistic for long-term healthy benefits with your body. Exercise, train them. Work around injuries if you have to. And remember, push yourself, especially if you're younger, push yourself for growth. Lightweight is relative to the person, but use it in strict form where you can get good reps and go to failure, and none of this 1RM and 2RM stuff. I'm going to see how much I can do on squats today for one rep max. Guarantee you're going to have long-term health benefits from that, as far as long-term health or you know, detriment from that. Everybody I know has done that.
Oh, by the way, just a little bit of cotton candy here for the brain. People hate her. Kennedy's Hollywood mole unleashes on Angelina Jolie how everybody hates Angelina Jolie because she is having her children now publicly humiliate Brad Pitt.
Really?
I mean, that's her dad. You know, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not saying Brad Pitt's the greatest person on the planet. He's a great actor. His movie he did 2 years ago, Formula One, was one of the best movies I've ever watched on racing. It was phenomenal. So I like Brad Pitt except for the one movie he did, Inglourious Basterds. In fact, I basically wouldn't see anything he did until this new movie came out because of that movie. Because it was so offensive to me. And the sad part about it is that, you know, you don't need to have a mother bad-mouthing her husband and bad-mouthing the children or their father.
Never. And vice versa.
No.
It's not beneficial to anybody.
Well, no, I'm going to say something here. I'm going to go back personally with me. I remember years ago, my mom did this to my dad because they got divorced, right? Well, then finally, when I was about 16 years old, I decided to go to the courthouse and look at the microfiche. And I found out that a lot of stuff my mom was saying wasn't accurate. And then I just said, hey, this is it. You're not going to talk about my dad anymore, period. And I remember one of my siblings, they went to the court, you know, 20 years later after my dad had already passed away and was in heaven with God. And they read it and they got unbelievably mad because they had been so misled their whole life by the mother. Ladies, don't do this. If you have a problem with your husband, okay, that's your problem, okay? Don't make it your children's problem. And husband's the same way. If you got a problem with the mother, that's your problem with her. It ain't the problem with the kids.
Nope.
And just avoid it. Now
they didn't ask for that.
If the kids see it later on, either from the husband or the wife, that's up to them and what they decide on what they want to do with it and how they want to basically sort it. But the reality is don't be bad-mouthing your siblings, because now they're saying that Angelie is one of the most hated people in Hollywood. And remember, she's the one who had her ovaries cut out. She's the one who had her breast tissue cut out, basically, because she didn't want to catch cancer. And she basically, when you take your ovaries out, if you're a lady, you basically castrate yourself. Your whole personality changes. And so I don't recommend any of that stuff at all, unless you have a serious problem like with some type of cancer development or whatever, but not something that might happen to you some way down the road. And so speaking of Democrats, Angelina Jolie, Bill Meyer now is saying that Democrats are cowardly, and he goes, my vote is in play for the national presidential election. Whoa, this is Bill Meyer saying this. Myers said Democrats are cowardly. Their party is being taken over even now by communists. Every day I hear about a new, very radical guy. I feel very good about, like, 10 years ago, I did lose fans because I wasn't going to go along with some of the crazy stuff that was coming into the room. So he says, your vote's up to grabs. He goes, yes, my vote is in play because it can't be Trump running. So I'm not living in communist America. I mean, I know that the talking point is that it's not communism, it's socialism. That's not true, by the same thing. Okay, I've read the quotes from the DSA platform with their own mouth. Don't tell me I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. And DSA, again, they say that things like takeover of key industries, that's communism. You know there is a definition. The crazy part about this is he's talking about voting for J.D. Vance now for president. This is Bill Maher. I mean, this is like a hardcore Democrat. But, you know, I've always told you over the years, because I'd always report on some of the things he was saying, a lot of times he gets things dead on right. He does. So that's I personally like the guy. I don't care for his language, but my language ain't perfect either, so it is what it is.
My language ain't perfect.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
From Polk County. Oh, by the way, thank you guys. I see some of the comments on the YouTube. Rebecca asked a question. Do you know how much international shipping is to the Netherlands? Email us at the site on the site at Healthmasters or call us. You got a phone number. I think, don't quote me on this, for DHL Express to the Netherlands, depending on the weight of the package, you're going to be looking at probably around $50 to $60.
Well, you'll have it in less than a week.
DHL Express pretty much gets anything global than 5 days.
Now, normally that's 6 to 8 weeks.
What happened was during COVID, we used to use the post office isolated only as far as for international shipment. And pre-COVID, they actually got stuff pretty good. We get stuff to Australia like a week and a half, 2 weeks, which wasn't bad. During COVID and after COVID, everything changed. The whole world changed with international shipments. And the post office decided that they essentially weren't going to be responsible for anything anymore. Global shipping went and exploded because everybody started buying on e-commerce because people stopped going out. And it was taking 4 to 6 weeks to get packages to other countries. It was obscene. And so finally, we reached out to DHL, who handles a Formula One transportation of all their vehicles across the entire world. And I thought to myself, if they can get all these race cars to every country within a week or so, they've got to be able to get our packages pretty well, you know, taken care of. And of course, they have. They've been great. So yes, Netherlands, we could ship it over to you. Call us for a contact, or you can email us, and we'll make sure we get it right out to
but
you.
But yeah, but when you ship stuff overseas like that, 2 or 3 days, it's unbelievable how fast
it's all going air. Yeah. It's air, boom, 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 and it's done on here. Another article I want to cover here. This is interesting. It says brain fog. When your brain feels sluggish and slow, here are the causes. More than 1 in 4 people now are experiencing this, and it's pretty reversible. And so what happens in the body, neuroinflammation. Get my screen up. Hot here on it. There we go. All right. Neuroinflammation. Brain immune cells release inflammatory cytokines, slowing brain processing. Lack of sleep. Sleep supports memory consolidation and waste clearance. One of the biggest things that I've researched over the years with sleep is that you've got to have good quality sleep. It's not necessarily I have to have 8 hours of sleep. A lot of people have found, and research has found out, that if you get 4 hours of extremely deep sleep, it'll do as much as 8 hours of poor sleep will do. And in a lot of cases, you can have 4 hours of sleep. You can operate again for a while and then have another 4 hours of sleep. Whatever works for you, I'm not giving you sleep advice. What I'm saying is look at the quality of sleep that you're getting, not necessarily the length of time. There's been times where I've just gotten my stack perfect. I got in bed early, and I sleep for like 4 or 5 hours. And I wake up super early. Can't go back to sleep. Feel good. I start doing stuff and getting things done. That's real good quality sleep, and it's also waste clearance. The brain has to cleanse itself out and helps out with memory. What happens is when this occurs and it doesn't happen properly, lack of fuel, water, and oxygen occur because of the inflammation. Nutrient deficiencies then also usually contribute to more fatigue and cognitive symptoms. A lot of that is memory magnesium deficiency. That really causes issues with memory. Magnesium and memory are directly isolated. Now, it goes into sleep here. Dehydration, huge factor. Poor sleep. Alcohol, even moderate drinking, blunts mental clarity, and chronic use has been linked to brain shrinkage. This also has, I talked about it last week, massive increase in cortisol after you drink the next day. The cortisol increases a stress hormone, which causes pretty much nothing to work properly in the body. It takes about 2 to 3 days of clearance from the alcohol to get your cortisol back down to baseline. Really, really important. Excessive screen time, particularly before bedtime, disrupts sleep significantly. Poor sleep, in turn, reduces the ability for the brain to restore cognitive functioning. Extreme heat. Be cautious of this, especially if you come down here to Florida. If you're outside all day for 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day, try to make sure you're wearing a hat, drink adequate water, get in the shade when you need to. If everybody's been to Florida, you know how hot it gets. Air pollution, obviously a lot of oxidative stress. You live in China, have fun with that one. Exposure to cold, extreme cold causes blood vessels to narrow, reducing blood flow to the brain. Mold inhalation and long-term exposure has been linked to brain fog in some people, although the mechanism isn't fully understood. I think this has to do with inflammation as well.
I don't know. I haven't done the research on that. I don't know.
I know mold. You get
I know mold. Some pretty toxic stuff.
I know the old house we had ended up having black mold in it. And I know the brain fog and the fatigue I started getting when we started finding it was an issue. It definitely had an effect on the body because once I got out of it, it felt a lot better. Also, heavy metal exposure. This is a big one, guys. Metals like mercury and lead may disrupt brain function, increasing inflammation.
This is, again, chemtrails and dental amalgam fillings.
And also, too, those things that they like to give the kids at the base.
The thing
that they want to shoot everybody, all the kids.
Most of it's filled with aluminum.
Almost all of them have aluminum in them. All of them. And even Even the doggone hepatitis, or not the hepatitis B, the vitamin K shot has aluminum in it.
Well, you know, years ago, I remember I had a friend of mine. He had gone out and had basically had a steak with us. And his name was Dave. And Dave always had a rotten personality. Anyhow, he's one of those, everything was a joke kind of guy, but he was real type A. And it was just, it's always a conflict with him. He retired from a company he had started, and there was a big party for him, and nobody showed up. They canceled the party.
That's rough.
No, it was a retirement party. Nobody wanted to do with him. Nobody could stand him. I didn't go. I worked for him. I was in college. It was awful. And, you know, and so the problem is, I remember one day we were out there. I remember Sharon and I had gone out with him. He invited us to have a steak with him, which was mind-boggling me because he was so cheap. And we went to a place, had a steak. He gets out in his van, and I kid you not, he had one of those giant, like, half gallons of Maalox.
Maalox.
And back then, he used to have aluminum. I don't know if it does not or anymore. Yeah. You know, antacid. And he turned it up and just started guzzling it. You know.
Maalox.
Yeah. And I looked at him. I said, you know, that's loaded with aluminum. I said, you know, you're going to give yourself senile dementia and Alzheimer's for that crap. And he did. And he did. Now he calls you up in his ridiculously wretched personality. And he goes, guess who this is? And he sounds completely different. And I'm like, dude, I don't know who this is. If this is a prank call, I don't want to hear it. I'm about to hang up on you. Just tell me who you are. Oh, you know who I am. I click. I hang up. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Then he calls back. This is Dave. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong with
just
you?
Just start off with that.
You know, I don't have time for this.
We're not 12 years old.
Oh, my. But he was like that when I worked
for him. Well, and it's funny you say that because stuff like Maalox, it says right here, certain over-the-counter medications also contribute to cognitive impairment. Sleep aids. Such as basically prescription drugs and also stuff like Benadryl can cause issues with problems with sleeping and brain fog. Pain medications, opioids, antidepressants can all have cognitive side effects.
And don't forget about the thing they gave us years ago, which they wouldn't tell us what the ingredients were. Those are the tiny little sand spurs they were injecting into what we call spike proteins. And they have a tendency to accumulate in these tiny little arterioles that feed the brain, cutting off airflow or oxygen to these different types of things, causing neurodegenerative disease and death of neural cells. Big problem with a lot of people, and they get really depressed, and a lot of people have committed suicide because of COVID. I'm just letting you know that.
Oh, yeah. And it says, what are the natural lifestyle approaches for brain fog? Well, the first one's on the list, diet. Get your inflammation down. It says eating patterns similar to a Mediterranean diet are key to stop hypertension. It also helps reduce neuroinflammation and slow cognitive decline. I've explained this so many times in detail. I'll do it briefly. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today, though. You can't eat high inflammatory causing foods and stay in good mental condition. It doesn't work. Your cognitive function declines always when you're constantly eating processed carbohydrates, ultra-processed foods, high inflammatory foods like MSG, like high fructose corn syrup, tons of processed sugar.
Now it says something here, and this bothers me a lot. It tells you to eat prebiotic fiber-rich foods, such as sweet potatoes, which are fine if they're organic.
Yeah.
A lot better than white potatoes.
Absolutely.
Bananas, but they have to be organic.
Yeah.
And it has to be organic whole grains, because otherwise you load with glyphosate.
That's exactly right.
So if they don't clarify, it doesn't make any sense. Fish, omega-3 fatty acids, yes. Nuts, which are good too, berries, and vitamin C and antioxidants. Very, very good. And it says some foods and drinks worsen brain fog, and it says highly processed foods, this is like high fructose corn syrup, added sugars, foods with high saturated fats, which could break metabolic health. Now, I'm saying high saturated fats that are omega-6 fats are worse.
Yes.
Beef tallow and butter won't do this.
No.
And alcohol, again. Excuse me, I have dust in the studio still. Alcohol, which can impair memory function, disrupt restorative sleep, and contribute to dehydration. One of the worst things you can do if you have memory problems is to drink. I can't. I have people contact me all the time. I don't know what to do. My brain doesn't work anymore. I feel stupid. I hear them say that all the time. And almost invariably, they took that shot 6 years ago, and invariably, they drink alcohol because they want to get the remdesivir. Not the remdesivir. You hear what I just said? Do you hear that? You hear that Freudian slip?
It's resveratrol.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That's how bad I think alcohol is. I just put it equal with remdesivir subconsciously. It's resveratrol.
Nothing's worse than remdesivir, dude.
Oh,
that kills you within 5 days flat.
Go back to that article.
The memory support's one of the best things you could do with the magnesium brain food. But going back to that, yes, alcohol definitely impairs memory formation.
The supplements, the theanine. Isn't that the one that's in the black tea?
Green tea is what we have also, too, in the Total Rest. Mm-hmm. That's a really good product. And also the magnesium brain food, which has the standard magnesium theanate.
You go back to pycnogenol, curcumin, which is our turmeric again.
Yep.
Then we get this is the lutein. That's great. Yeah, that's great products. Yeah, glutathione, mental
exercise.
Glutathione
is an antioxidant the body produces naturally. Mm-hmm. One of the best things you can do to increase glutathione production is N-acetylcysteine. It's a glutathione precursor. Mm-hmm. Really, really good formula on that. And also, in order to produce more glutathione, you also got to make sure you have your B complex in order. B vitamins are crucial for overall antioxidant and health repair in the body, because if you don't have full spectrum B vitamins and you don't have bioactive ones, your body can accumulate. As far as build up for a day or so that are methylated, they're useless. That's why so many people call me up. They go to the store, they go buy some cheap stuff from Walmart or Amazon, and they go, I don't know what to do. I've been taking this one a day. It doesn't work. And it's like a horse tablet, one tablet a day. It's supposed to make me feel better. I feel worse when I take it. Look at the ingredients. You showed me the ingredients the other day. I showed you guys a photo. One of the vitamins, it has calcium carbonate, sucralose, red 40. You're literally poisoning yourself with this vitamin. You're poisoning yourself. And then people don't understand why they don't feel good. The quality of which you take in with these supplements is crucial. If you've got questions or want to compare, you know, as far as supplement nutrient density, check out our products at Health Masters. Another one here says mental exercises.
Read.
This is something that's becoming a lost form. I'm watching more and more people now that don't have the ability to understand or think or write or reason anymore. And I'm going to say this, and don't yell at me, because I know there's a lot of benefits to certain aspects with AI, because we even use it for like different rendering stuff. There's benefits to it. But too many people are starting to turn AI into their little god, meaning they don't know what to do. They don't know how to think, and they're asking AI everything. Well, how should I do this? AI writes you off like five different paragraphs, tells you what to do. If you aren't careful, my friends, you're going to start allowing AI to do exactly what it models, and that's predictive programming. They're going to start telling you what to do, what to think. And now some of the things may not be inaccurate. You ask it a certain question about a certain topic, and they'll give you a legitimate answer. The problem with it is now when you start making that your one number one go-to for all your questions, and then a lot of people now don't even type it. I say, all my voice recognition is off of my phone. Every single permission is turned off. There is no voice recognition on my phone. Most people now don't type AI. They just say it. AI, what can I do for blank, blank, blank? And it gives them off. And then it reads it back to them. So they're not even reading. They're not even writing, even via text. They're just speaking what they need AI to give them. And it gives them back their little, you know, garble. And they say it. And I've watched now people start changing their entire opinions and perceptions based on what AI is feeding them all day. That is a dangerous slope to go down, guys. And it goes back to exactly what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I got to say something real
Please,
quick.
Please.
This is important. You know, I've written a lot of books.
Yep.
And I mean a lot. And they're published books, you know, in bookstores, Sam's Club, you know, Walmart, they're everywhere. Not anymore because they're out of print. But the reality was, when I would write a book, I would get together about 20 or 30 different books.
Yeah.
Okay? And I would say, okay, I want my book to contain this information from these books on the top things. And I would give a full outline.
Yeah.
Then I would have somebody else come in and do research for me.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I would take the research and I would put it together myself. And I would go through it and edit 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 it, and edit it until the book literally became and sounded like me. Now, a lot of authors do that because the time it takes to go through that many books and do that much research, if you're not working on it full time, it can take years to write a book. Just thought I'd mention that. But what I always did is I always made the book mine and made it completely mine and made it my own words. I always did that. Now, a lot of guys, I remember one time Robert Shuler got on a show, and the guy was, to be honest with the guy, was his name was Dan. He had a show on the Worship Network, which has been long gone. And he started asking Robert Shuler direct questions from the book based on the certain paragraphs without telling Robert Shuler the questions in advance.
Ooh.
Robert Shuler never even read the book.
Wow.
No, he made Robert Shuler like a buffoon. You know, this is Robert Shuler. He's gone or wherever he is. I don't know where he is. I know some things about him I shouldn't tell you. And I know him, knew him. And the crazy part about it is that it made him look unbelievably bad. And the host was just, he basically took cheap shots at Robert Shuler. Okay, because Robert Shuler has quote unquote written a lot of books. But a lot of these guys don't even read the book. And they give talking points to the host. The host isn't supposed to open up a page and go, oh, let's turn it to this page. Oh, pick this paragraph. Why did you say this? Well, he never said that.
Yeah.
He didn't write it.
In there.
So now he said, I'm not saying he never ever read a book. I'm not saying he never ever wrote a book. I'm just saying that when you're written 40 or 50 books, it takes some time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have people helping you with it. So reality is this. Let's say this. I had a friend of mine ask me over the weekend. They're applying for a doctoral program, right? And they have to write a four-page synopsis of why they want to be in this doctoral program.
Okay.
And I told them, they said, well, it's going to take some time. I said, no, it's not going to take any time. I said, I have AI write it for you. Now stop. Stop. Let me finish. You already are pitching a fit right now, turning off the show. Let me finish what I just said. And I said, get an idea and use that whole thing as a skeleton.
There you go, Kev.
You look at what AI is saying and use it as a template. Because it can do it in a fraction of a second.
Well, the biggest thing...
And then go back and make it your own four-page paper. But use that. You can use that as an example. Then what you do, and you can use this technique too, because grammar and all that kind of stuff is the pain. It's really the pain. You could go back in. Now you can have AI edit it for grammar and correct it. Now you can do that. And then you go back in and check it again. I'm okay with that. I am, even using AI. What I'm not okay with is a kid taking a college paper and having AI write it and turning it as their own and never even having read the paper.
And because which happens all the time.
Which they can now take those papers, they can submit them back to the computer, say, was this written by a human or AI? And they can tell you a certain amount of accuracy if the person basically had somebody else write it for them or had AI write it for them. So be careful. So use it as a tool, not as a crutch.
That's exactly right.
I'm okay with that.
Well, there's certain aspects too, like say you're writing a research paper on, you know, Siberian racehorses. We ask AI, I need 10 direct references from this topic pertaining to this situation right here.
But you better check AI because
it
makes
stuff up. Better check it too. So
it'll,
a lot of times
hallucinate.
They will. So a lot of times you can get intel, you can utilize it, but don't be relying on it as your main go-to to figure everything out for you. I mean, a while back I was talking to somebody. Every time I brought them up something, they said, "Well, this is what AI told me." It was like three times the conversation. I said, "Do you have any direct thoughts of your own anymore?" I said, because you're starting to depict the fact that AI is telling you how to think. I said, because every time I bring up a topic or rebuttal in or having a debate, you just reference what AI told you. Not even saying that it may be wrong, but what I'm saying is you're starting to regurgitate what you're being told because you're depicting, you're basically relying on that information.
Depending
what you want it to be. So it says right here, common types include memory exercises such as learning a new song, taking mental notes of several objects when entering a room. That's a really good thing to do from a situational awareness standpoint when you're going somewhere, by the way. Look in the room, read the room, see who's in the room. It says comprehension exercise such as learning a new language, reading a book or article on an unfamiliar topic, focus exercise such as paying attention to task at hand and finding basically isolated details. Use that regularly, guys, to keep your brain going. Because remember, the overall goal in the back end of this with these banker boys and what they're doing with these AI data centers is they want everybody to become so dumbed down we can't function on our own. They want everything to be reliant on the Internet of Things with the AI. That's the basis.
What was that one movie? I think it was Woody Harrelson woke up 500 years in the future in a doggone dump because they had dumped his cryo chamber.
Idiocracy.
Unbelievable.
It was a spoof movie.
He was dumb. He's the
most brilliant guy running around. They wanted to be like a medical doctor. Everybody else is just total idiots. They sit in front of these like 150-inch screens that suck down soda the whole time and have, you know, people deliver them food all day. They're just useful idiots. Don't be that guy. Another one here, physical exercise is crucial. We talked about in general, physical exercise triggers the release of neurotropic factors, proteins support brain cell growth and survival. Music therapy, that can be a good one. Meditation.
And then, by the way, music therapy, if you really want to get relaxed and you really want to feel good about yourself, listen to praise and worship music.
Yeah, good positive energy, positive frequency.
Some of these country songs, you know, another day, broker, another mile deeper in debt, you don't want to listen to that crap.
You know, that's one thing I've always found very odd. I love some good country growing up listening to it, but some of the songs
so negative, man.
Are so depressingly negative when you listen to the lyrics. Oh, my third wife left me again, my dog died, and none of my kids talk to me, and I'm broke, and they're taking the ranch. I'm like,
and Satan showed up last night and told me I'm going to hell for eternity.
We're being sarcastic to an extent, but I'm kind of not. I'm like, why do you want to put those lyrics in your head over and over and over again so you subconsciously?
I'm going to say something, right? Because I've got another story I want to cover. But a lot of people self-deprecate.
That is
now, listen to me for a second. This is really important. And the reason for that is when you were young, people tore into you all the time and put you down. It could be your parents. It could be your siblings. It could be your peers. It could be kids at school. It could be your coaches. It could be an idiot teacher. Because I had some real idiot teachers. They were like that. They'd always put all the kids down, probably trying to build themselves up. There's two ways to have the tallest building in the town. One is to tear all the other buildings down, or the other way is just to work on your building one brick at a time. And so the problem that I ran into, because I was basically put down constantly, you know, because I was younger and I was smarter and all this kind of stuff, they put me ahead a year, all this crazy stuff I had to deal with, I finally realized that I was dealing with some self-esteem issues by the time I became a teenager. And what happened is I started to realize that I had to basically see myself in a different light. You know, so when I would catch a ball, I'd say, good catch to myself. You think, well, really? Yeah, I started reading books on this to try to fix this. Well, then I started Health Masters when I was 25. And then I started listening to audio tapes. Back then it was audio tapes. And they started saying, you can't talk negative to yourself because your reticulator activator in the base of the brain believes everything you say.
It doesn't take jokes.
It doesn't know what a joke is. So if you're listening to that song about Another Day Broker and Deeper in Debt, your brain thinks, okay, that's what he wants.
Correct.
So your brain starts creating that reality around you.
Same thing with sickness. Oh, I'm sick again. Blah, blah, those stupid songs. Your body goes, well, he wants to be sick. So you basically start self-sabotaging.
Well, it's a computer program is what you're doing. You're feeding stuff into it that it's trying to accomplish for you because you're creating the image of God. And suddenly you sit here and you go, and you're 25 or 30 years old and your life sucks beyond belief. You've spoken that negative stuff over your life the whole time and you're sitting going, this is awful. The problem that you run into is if you go out with somebody, you date somebody like that, they'll drag you into their ditch because they self-deprecate
constantly.
It very
rarely ever builds them up.
And the other thing too, if you continually do self-affirmation, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. I'm always at the right place in the right time, every time. I thank you, Father, for always, you know, blessing me in all the areas of my life. If you start saying that stuff, they see that as an ego-driven, how should you say, egotistical, narcissistic way of looking at the world. And it's not. It's a way that you need to look at the world if you want those things to be developed through your reticulator activator. They've been put down so much their entire life, they don't understand positive self-affirmation. I'm letting you know that right now. So if you start dating somebody who acts like that and they're constantly putting you down and putting themselves down, it's going to be a really negative situation to get into if they don't realize what they're doing very, very quickly on the onset of the relationship and stop doing it. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse until you get to the point where, like, God, I'm depressed. This is awful. I've been around this person so long. I had a friend of mine in Tallahassee. He was married for 3 years. He finally told his wife, he's a Christian, you know, for the first time since I've become a Christian, I've lost my joy because of you. Everything is negative all the time. You're always sick. You're always depressed. You're always this. You're always that. And he said, I can't deal with this anymore. Plus, she was having an affair on him on top of everything else. And he goes, I can't deal with this anymore. He says, either you go back to the counselor or you divorce me or I'm going to divorce you. But I've had enough. I'm not living like this for the rest of my life. He was still in his 20s and he divorced her. And so the reality is that when you're in a situation, you find yourself in a situation dating somebody like that, that's, Zig Ziglar used to say, they brighten up a room by leaving it.
There you go.
Don't be around those people.
Don't be around those people.
No. By the way, Trump endorses Graham's sister for a full term. I told you that was going to happen.
Gosh.
This lady who is a, gosh, I don't know, spook construct. I mean, nobody can even find out where she was.
Oh, I got one for you on her topic.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are going to love this.
Yeah.
So,
she has, nobody knows anything about her. So, well, it makes it easier to run her because there's no trash to put out against her.
There's no trash because she didn't.
Look at
exist.
This picture of her. It's awful, man. It's hideous.
Well, no, here's the thing. Well, it's not even just that. I talked to a friend of mine last night that's done some contracts and military stuff. I'm going to go train with him this weekend. And I asked about the situation. He's like, I don't know much about it, Austin. He goes, I really don't. He goes, but you do know I work for GRS. When I did contract work, GRS is CIA's contractor team. The same ones were in 13 hours. And he said, he told me this last night. He said, you would be baffled if you knew how many people were in open society that were CIA assets, that were directly linked with CIA assets and contracts that you knew by name as far as out in the media, out in topics. He goes, it's vast, vast more than you can even understand. And he goes, I don't know the whole context with her. I said, but he goes, but when you see somebody come from nowhere and they have no backing, you can't find anything about them. They didn't exist until, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
They had 10 million YouTube views the first 6 weeks.
So I did a little, he told me, he said, do a little deeper dig and see if she's got anything tied in with DOD. And so yesterday I was looking around and I found out, give me camera four, you know, this South Carolina Commission for the Blind. This is her big claim to fame that she became the commissioner of in 2019. You can see 2019 to 2016. This is a screenshot that I was pulling last night. This is the South Carolina.
2019 to 2026.
2026. Don't she just point to U.S. Senate. Now, 2019. Now, I pulled this company up, not this company, this agency up, and it basically came about 1966 for groups of people that were blind and they needed support from the state. So they have a $35 million yearly budget.
Wait a minute. Darlene Graham, 2019 to 2026, appointed to the U.S. Senate?
That's because she's going to the U.S. Senate now.
Not 2019, though. It's 2026.
No. 2019 is when she became commissioner of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. Before 2019, she didn't exist on anything. There's nothing about her. There's no jobs. There's no businesses. There's nothing.
Look how much money they got after she got his
money. No, you're going to like this. This is what you guys are going to find. So this South Carolina Agency for the Blind, she became commissioner of in 2019, continually had around a $30 million a year budget from the state. They'd spend money to help people that were blind get jobs and basically try to work around their disability.
Which is great.
Which is fine. I agree with it. It's a legitimate organization from what I found. Now, here's the beauty of it. You will find, I pulled this up, this is 100% legit. In 2019, right after, give me camera four, when she became commissioner, South Carolina Commission for the Blind, Columbia, South Carolina, was awarded a $186 million firm fixed price contract for food services at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
What do you do for food service for $186 million?
With an agency that works with people that are blind. Think about the concept for a second. It's a $186 million food delivery contract. They were going to be handling essentially the food for Fort Jackson. How do you have people that are blind, that can't read and can't drive, handle food? How do they handle manifest? How do they handle inventory? This agency got $30 million a year on average from the state. They suddenly get this basically almost no-bid contract for $186 million right when she takes the commission.
I wonder if her supposed brother was one who pushed that through.
Possibly. And the thing about it is, also, too, the South Carolina Commission for the Blind never won a DOD contract before that. She gets in position as commissioner, suddenly get a $185 million contract to deliver food to Fort Jackson. That's exactly what my buddy told me last night. He goes, do some research and find out if she's got DOD contacts. Bam. Done. So you already know she's involved in now.
Bartle, by the way, here's an article. Artificial sugars and low-calorie drinks could be bad for your guts, study suggests. Oh, yeah. And then they start talking about how all these different antidepressants destroy gut microbiome. But here's what makes me angry here. Then they take stevia, right, which is fine. It's fine. And they say, oh, by the way, be careful with stevia. If you basically mix it with these different chemicals, these anti, depressant products, remember, you have to mix it. It may mess up food, my gut microbiome.
Why is it stevia's fault then? Wouldn't it be the artificial, basically, antidepressant?
If you mix it with duloxetine, it's the seventh most dispersed antidepressant in the United States, in the UK. Then you have a tendency to mess up your gut by microbiome if you combine it with stevia. Now, here's the thing. Now, how in the world? So to me, I got to ask a question. Somebody who was selling some type of artificial sweetener has come in and funded this study because they don't want to have people using stevia. They want to have them using aspartame or Splenda.
They still can't seem to figure out if there's any intertwining side effects between stacking Xanax and Adderall and antidepressants at the same time, because they can never get research done to see.
But they can do it with stevia.
But they can do it with stevia. Suddenly they know stevia is bad with an antidepressant. Get out of here
In case you guys read that, I want to clear that up for you. Oh, by the way, I was at church yesterday, and I went to the altar and had communion, and I prayed for you guys at the altar. And I want you to know something. I love you guys, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for your support. And you guys are amazing to me. And always remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And it doesn't matter if somebody doesn't like you saying that. They could just choke on it. It's the truth, and I love it. Always do self-affirmation and always thank God for all the things he does for you on an ongoing basis. It's very important that we all do that. And thank you for getting your supplements from Health Master, because if you weren't here, we wouldn't be here.
That's a fact,
guys.
That's
a fact. And so many people go through life and they never thank the people that support them. That ain't us. Ain't us. Now I'm putting in ain'ts. But that is not us.
That's not us.
And we love you guys and we support you and we prayed for you yesterday. And thank you for tolerating us and putting up with a little bit. Thanks for the comments
on YouTube. You guys got a bunch of comments on the day on the YouTube Live. Appreciate the support on that. Make sure you're also, if you go in on the products, give us some reviews on here. The Cortisol Buster, that's actually starting to get a lot more coverage than it never hit before.
That's a great product. It has on it.
This helps out with sleep, mental clarity, relaxation, stress-related fatigue. Really important product if you're fighting a lot of stress issues and cortisol. So check that out. Also, to the B-Complex, y'all voted product of the week. It won on sale right now, so be sure to check that out. On the side, it'll be on sale for the next 2 days. That's our bioactive B12 vitamin. And also vote for what you want to see win.
B-complex supplement.
Yes.
Not B12.
B-complex. Well, it's got B12 in it.
That's right.
It's this full spectrum B-complex. And vote for what you want to see win in the next coming days here at healthmasters.com. Thank you for getting the truth out there, guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome evening. Stay strong. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. And by the way, thank you for telling me that I had red hair last week on that camera over there. That was
my fault on the contrast adjustment.
That was a contrast adjustment problem.
It's fixed, though, now.
I'm glad you guys get to notice things. And somebody said, well, it might be the fire of the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, that'd be kind of nice. I love you guys so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.